Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward.
But... Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Welcome to another episode of the Studio D podcast. My name is Ryan.
Van Phantom here.
Awesome. So today, on this very special episode.
It is a special episode.
Yeah, it's one of the first. We took a poll on Facebook. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Studio D podcast.
Yes.
Because then you can be part of making the show as well. So basically, we put a poll out, like, what do you want us to talk about?
Yep, and the two people that responded back said...
Yeah, there weren't a lot. I don't know what the hell happened. But, the majority of the votes went to childhood memories.
Yes!
So, we're going to dedicate a childhood memories episode to almost every month.
Yeah.
This month, we're going to focus on birthdays.
Birthdays!
So, our childhood memories of our birthdays.
That's a good little topic.
Not the ones that we have pictures of, but the ones we actually remember.
Yes.
Usually you don't remember stuff until after 4. Mm-hmm. So I think the first one I'm going to talk about would be kindergarten. I don't know where you're at.
Kindergarten, mine was probably about 6. Like my first grade one was a big one.
Okay. See, for me, kindergarten was
the big one.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen photos of the other ones. Like, do you remember what your first year birthday cake was?
I think it just... Oh, man, I can't remember.
Mine was a Smurf.
Oh.
And do you know how tall Smurfs are?
They're not that tall.
They're 3 apples tall. Did you know that?
No, I never knew
That's the official height of a Smurf.
I never knew that they
three were... apples. I'm just letting you know. Hey, fun fact here in the Studio D podcast. So I remember my first birthday that I remember was kindergarten because it was my first birthday party, like with kids I knew, not just like relatives and stuff, right?
Yes.
So everybody from the class was invited. We had a Gremlins cake that I still remember.
A Gremlins? So you had a Smurf and a Gremlins cake?
No, Smurf was my first, like, my one-year-old birthday.
Oh, your one-year-old, okay.
Yeah, my kindergarten, the first memory I have is of my Gremlins.
Oh, that's cool that you had a Gremlins.
Well, it was...
Or was it Gizmo?
No. Let's be frank. By the way, my mom probably had a plan making the cake. She's mad at us. Did you know that?
No.
She's mad because we joked that she's a drug addict.
No.
She was like, I'm not listening to the show anymore until you apologize.
No, not your mom. Are you serious?
Yeah, but she did it.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You're talking about the episode where...
We talked about our movie on YouTube, right?
Oh, yes. Avengement. Well, we never said that she was a drug addict.
And we had cocaine. No, because she said that if... Like, the reason I've never done drugs is because she was like, if you do drugs, you're doing it with me.
That was just a silly reference.
Yeah, but she's crazy.
So now she's mad at Studio D? Oh, man, we got our first hater.
See, that's...
And
that's,
I love your good, mom, too.
There's a good reason to not have our moms listen.
And not to do drugs with your mom.
Right. But anyway, so this is my official apology. I'm sorry, Mom, but it was all in good fun.
It was, and it was all for the show. I mean, you got to understand this, Moms. I mean,
right.
We're not... It ain't like we're airing your dirty laundry out there.
So it was a good parenting technique. I'm not going to use it, but it was a good technique.
Right. I mean, look at it. He's not a drug addict. Because of you.
Good job, Mom. But anyway. So I'm pretty sure my mom just put two Gremlins figures on a white sheet cake. Like, it was just like a white cake. Happy birthday, Ryan. And then in the top right corner was Stripe. And the bottom left corner was a Gizmo toy. So, like, in each corner.
Oh!
And I remember licking the icing off. Of only Stripe. I didn't like Gizmo.
You didn't like Gizmo?
I was a Gremlins fan.
I liked Stripe. I thought Stripe was hard.
I wasn't a Mogwai.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now, do you remember that melody that he used to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it, too.
Can you do it?
Yes.
Do it.
Oh. It's like...
That's it.
It isn't it? I didn't think I was going.
One of my top favorite Christmas movies, Gremlins.
Yes, it is.
So, and it was even one of my favorite movies when I was a little kid, and that's why it is my first birthday memory. Okay. Gremlins cake.
Wow, I don't know if I can top that.
Why?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, like, I didn't get to watch Gremlins until I was, like, a little bit older.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I was sheltered from a lot of things, but my first birthday party, I was six. Six or seven, I think. It was a real big deal. I had an in-ground swimming pool. It was a pool party.
Okay.
I invited all my friends over. I had infinite gifts. It seemed like it, and it was just from like it was like an 8-hour party. It's just mad food, swimming. It was a great party. Just a lot of. A lot of just playing in the pool, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had a backyard, and we were playing wiffle ball and, you know, just splashing motherfuckers and shit. And
yeah, like, for us, a lot of it was tag. I know, like, because both of us have, you know, summery birthdays.
Yes.
So, like, birthday parties included, especially when we're kids, like, throwing water balloons back and forth to see who pops it kind of thing and all that kind of stuff. So
yes, water balloon fights, all that, you know.
A lot of water involved.
Yes, in and both of ours, water like guns too.
Don't water go, oh boy. Water. We'll talk about gifts in a second.
Yes,
but yeah, that's my first one. Yours is your killer pool party. But I mean, after that,
it kind of got old,
right? Like, I remember a lot of them weren't like parties. Like,
well, for me, it still was people. Like, I started kind of feeling bad after a while because it was like, you know, my mom was always throwing me a party, and then it was like the less of my friends were coming around, and like I felt bad, like, because I wasn't going to their birthday parties. And it wasn't because I just thought that I was the shit or none. It was just like I never they never invited me, or they either moved, or it was some conflict. So it was like I had less friends over, or they would just take me out to dinner or whatever, or I would go somewhere else. But I mean, I was at that place with the pool for, let's see, it was almost about like 8 years, I think.
Oh, that house?
Yeah, that house in Fairfield. So then I moved, and then I had another big party. But I mean, it was just, you know, I had parties at different locations. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, do you remember like renting anywhere out?
I think Golden Skates, I think.
Okay.
Like Golden Skates used to be the spot, though.
Like, we used to do, like, Discovery Zone.
I remember that, though. Yeah. Discovery Zone. But I never went to the... I don't think they... Discovery Zone.
Leaps and Bounds. Leaps and Bounds? Same difference.
Panda Express.
You remember Panda Express?
Yes.
See, now, you say Panda Express now, people are going to be like...
They're like, are you talking about the
Chinese place? It's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I had a Mugu Gai Pan for my birthday. That's what I had, yes.
One thing locally, for those of you who listen to our show locally.
Yes.
Johnny's Toys was a huge part.
Woo-hoo! Why you bring that up?
Huge part of my childhood.
Oh, my goodness, man.
It's something you look forward to every single year. Explain the Johnny's Toys.
Now, is Johnny Toys still there?
No.
What?
Yeah. No, but explain, because...
Oh, my... Okay,
Johnny's... We have listeners from here to France, so not everybody knows what the hell Johnny's
Toys is. Okay, Johnny's Toys was the most elite toy store of its time in the 80s. I mean, it was the greatest toy spot of all. Well, on your birthday...
Every year.
Every year, you would get something in the mail, or... It would come in the mail, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was an envelope, card, and a key.
And a key you would get. It was like a king sent it to you.
It was magical.
It was magical. So you would go to Johnny's Toys, and in the back there was a room that only you could get into if you had this key.
Right.
Like, and you couldn't get past, you couldn't get in there without this shit. Like,
right.
Or the king would have your head. So then you open up this door, and when you go in there, it's thousands of gifts just all wrapped up. And then they have like different ages where you could pick.
Oh, your phone's ringing.
Oh my goodness. Why is this even? How is this even? Sorry about that.
Oh, again, we're not in the studio. We're over. And
how is that even working, though?
No, it's still plugged in. You got to pull it out.
Oh.
You got it? But anyway, we're not in the studio. We're at Van Phantom's crib. So.
Yes, sorry about
that. But anyway, go on.
So, you'd open up the door, and when you walked into this room, it was thousands of gifts already wrapped up. And they'd be like, go ahead and choose one.
Mm.
And you were so excited to get that gift, and yes, I can't believe that. When did they shut down Johnny's Toys? Like, I'm upset about that.
You can go to Wikipedia, but it was when they moved to the mall location. They moved to the mall in Forest Park, and didn't last.
Oh man, no.
Sorry,
I didn't. You know that upsets me though. That it's gone though. Yeah. Like. All the kids could have, they don't have that no more like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I mean, that used to be a real big deal. Like around your birthday, it'd be like, boom. And you always would get that invitation.
Now I will be honest.
I know what you're
going to
say.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
I'll be honest. It's a two-parter.
Okay.
First part, the toys were crap.
That's what I was going to say.
Like we're talking not even carnival, more like, you know,
gumball machine.
Between gumball machine and carnival toys. All right. So these came from China and probably cost them half a penny.
Right. Maybe. But you still thought you were going to get something that was up to value.
Second part. So the castle was located in the store, in the corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was, we'll say 9 probably, I was a little, you know, edgy.
Right. You were starting to figure it out.
I was starting to get this whole scheme. So not only was I becoming less and less excited to get a toy because I knew what kind of quality it was going to be. Like, I'd be eyeballing them and I'd be like, oh, what the fuck is that in there?
Right.
I know that's a paddle ball because half that shit's paddle balls.
Right.
But, you know, I would take my time. And I don't think they like that.
No, they don't.
But when I was 9, I went up to the door. You know, and there's always an attendant there, right?
Yes.
I put in the key halfway and turned it and it unlocked.
Oh.
So when I realized, this was like 9, when I realized that the key wasn't really for the door.
Oh, no.
That it was just a simple lock without...
It destroyed you, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the failing moment for them, for me.
Well, yeah.
Now I was like, this key doesn't do anything! Like, I could have put a penny in there and still got it. Yep, yep.
Well, that's sad because every year I thought that it worked. And then I think after a while...
It went in!
Yeah, like, I just thought that... And I don't know, for some reason, when I got that invitation, I just felt like it was only for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, even though I knew that everybody else got one, I just felt that my key was the only one that ever opened it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm glad I didn't go through that traumatic time that you did, because I would have been on some, like, I just would have kicked the door in. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, man, fuck Johnny. You know what I'm saying? And all the king's men or whatever. But, nah, that's crazy. So then that was the last time you went to Johnny's Toys?
I think I went, but, like, I kept, you know, I think even at one point I tried, like, a fingernail. Like, it's not. Once I figured out that it was just a regular sliding lock, like, it wasn't, like, a key lock, I was a little deflated.
Right, so. Right. And with me, it got to the point where, you know, we were living in Fairfield, and by the time that, I mean, I was, like, I was still, you know, I was getting, like, 11 and 12, like, well, why did they not fucking send me my key? You know what I'm saying? I was getting mad about it. And then we moved to Westchester, and my mom was like, we're not driving all the way over there to get that damn presents.
Yeah, it's like, how many Army parachute men do you need? It's like, yeah, cause I guess
was,
I don't need it.
Because it was like either silly putty, it was a paddle ball, it was like them little miniature men or whatever.
Yeah, the parachute man.
Yeah, it was just...
Oh, wait, oh, you know, another big one was those fucking wooden planes.
Oh, yeah. And, like, every year I would try to... I'm like, man, okay, you guys got me the first 3 years because I grabbed the first one that I saw. And I would try to, like, go back in the... Like, I try to move gifts around, but it was just the same shit just...
Right.
Underneath.
And, like, it seems like year after year, that was the same toy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they bought... Decades. How many kids got to go in there, literally? Like, I know you think it was just you.
I thought it was just me. That's why I'm like, they still have all these presents. Like, they're waiting for me all this time. And then, like, you know...
This is going to go on forever.
It is. Like, I want to keep this key.
See, now, when I was little, I thought that, too.
Yeah, because just the way that... But then, like, you get into the car, and depending on if you went there before your birthday or after, you know, you'd open up the gift. And so I used to be like, my mom be like, you want to wait till your birthday? You want to open? I'd be like, I want to open up now. And then you get so excited and you rip open the present and it's like, man, fuck this. Oh, man. Johnny's Toys.
So a big thing that, like, my family, we took a lot of vacations during my birthday because my birthday's in the summer.
Cool.
So I think that's why a lot of my parties didn't, you know, I didn't have, like, a lot of parties. You know,
yeah.
Just because... Like, my mother, my father, my sister, myself all have June birthdays.
Nice.
All of us.
That's great.
So, it's a little, you know, difficult, even though during that time of year,
you're
I guess
gone.
It's easier to have a party. But, like, because, you know, people are off school, but it's also hard to invite your class when you only see them in school. You know what I mean? So, I'm pretty sure that's why. But a big vacation thing, like, did you ever stay at Holodome?
Where is that?
Where it was in northern Kentucky.
No.
It was a hotel with, it's kind of like, you know, an indoor water park.
No, I never.
We used to go there a lot during the summer. And we would just because inside the hotel there was the big pool, and then there was like a little slide, putt-putt, ping-pong, pool tables, arcade games. It was like kid paradise.
Yeah, right? That's in was that in the 80s? So
yeah.
that's major right there.
So if it wasn't like leaps and bounds, it was like a family vacation party kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
I mean, I did the same thing too. Like we would, you know, there was a lot of those memories, you know, after my first one were kind of blurry because we'd either, you know, either June, July, or even August area. We would plan a trip, and sometimes it would be around my birthday, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we'd be going, like, and we used to go to Florida all the time.
Right.
It was just Florida, you know, it was like, Florida, let's go to the beach. And
yeah, we go to, like, Tennessee and, like, South Carolina more than anywhere.
Yeah, actually. Gatlinburg, good old Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg and Hilton Head.
Hilton Head. South Kakalaki. Yes, 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 yes.
All right, so I got a short list of 20 toys from the 1990s.
Uh-oh. The 90s?
Yeah.
What about the 80s?
Well, these are from the 90s, because I remember these.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the 80s were...
Like...
80s were just the Knight Rider car and...
The 80s toys weren't that good. But hopefully you would have had some of these.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you're not that much older.
Right.
All right. Number 20. Skip It.
What was that?
What is Skip It?
What is Skip It? I mean, you have to explain it to me.
Is this a racial divide?
I don't know what that is.
So it was like a loop, and you put your ankle through the loop, and then you spun.
I know what that is now. Yeah.
Skip It.
Yes, yeah, it. Yes, okay. I know that. I just haven't heard of it in so long.
A lot of these are probably going to bring stuff back.
Yes, yes.
And then it counted how many times you did it on the little counter.
Yes.
Now, I didn't have one. My sister had one.
I never had one either. That's probably why I didn't know
what it was. She had a pink one, and I remember, you know, when nobody was looking, I would skip it.
You would sing the song, too.
Probably my head, so yeah.
Skip it.
All right, number 19. Creepy Crawler.
Yes.
Did you have those?
I think I did. Don't you talk
about the gummy one?
The one, and they would just like ooze down or whatever.
It was like Play-Doh, like you made like scorpions.
Oh yeah, and then
then you could eat it.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I was thinking about that goo or whatever.
No, that was Gak.
Yeah.
That was the Nickelodeon thing.
Yeah, that's
true. Something I also didn't have. I'll tell you why. Number 18 on the list: Crocodile Mile.
You talking about the slip and slide?
Did you have that?
Yeah. I don't know if I don't think I had Crocodile Mile, but I had a slip and slide or whatever. I don't think. What was it? It had like the mouth at the end, and then you slip.
Yeah, it was just kind of like a loop, and then it was kind of like a car wash image of a crocodile.
Nah, I don't know if I got that one.
I mean, it was just a slip and slide with a little thing at the end. It wasn't like a big deal. You could make the same thing with a trash bag and a hose.
Just take trash bags.
The trash bag and a hose, my last one, actually. Well, I know I just apologized to my mother, but my family was opposed to Crocodile Mile because of the effects it had on the grass.
Oh, no.
Because it would kill the grass.
Why? I mean, but grass grows back, though.
Well, try telling my family that.
They'd be like, you're not going to slide on the damn Crocodile Mile. I think the families and parents were like that. See, I would do it in the backyard. Like, they were like, oh, you're not doing it in the front because we have a lawn to, you know, withhold, you know, uphold or whatever.
Right.
But in the back, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nobody's going to care about that grass. As long as the grass looks good in the front, then we're good.
Yeah, but I mean, every time I saw the commercial and, like, would mention it, you know, it's like, oh, well, we have rocks.
We have rocks and there's grass and
don't want to ruin the grass.
The crocodile might bite you.
It's not safe. You know. Kill me.
You know, that's crazy because, like, nowadays, I don't know how the commercials is, but I know, like, when I used to watch commercials when I was little, it seemed like every commercial made you want that toy. I don't know if it's like that now.
Yeah.
It don't seem like it's the same, though. I know back in the day, you'd be like, oh, my. You'd be like, oh, like, I need it.
Yeah, I mean, it could have just been because we were young, I guess. Because I don't want anything.
No, I don't see any of these toys now that are like, yo, that might be cool. Like, even, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I like...
Because they don't show the actual product anymore. You know what I mean? They kind of just show, like...
Horrible child actors, like, come on, Billy! And then they're like...
Or they're just like, okay, like, I've been seeing a lot of commercials for, like, Lego sets.
Yeah.
But they don't show, like, the different builds. They show, like, an animated Lego guy battling.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the Lego set?
Yeah, they don't do the commercials. Like, back in the day, it was sellable.
Right. Because it was new. Now it's just a rehash.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17.
17.
Did you own Pogs?
Pogs. Oh, man, no. I didn't.
I really think we should have came up with a white list and a black list. Because now I'm really nervous.
You have to explain these to me. Pogs. That's P-O-G-G-S, right?
No, it's just P-O-G-S.
Pogs. No, what was that? I don't have to...
That's fine. Hopefully,
it'll jog my memory.
So Pogs were little plastic discs. You collected them, stacked them, and battle them.
And when you spun the thing?
No, you don't spin it.
Oh.
And then you would take... You would take your slammer, which is a metal Pog, and you'd try to knock the stack down.
No, I didn't play with that. I'm sorry.
Have you heard of it?
No. I you know what? It sounds familiar, though.
Wow.
I don't think I saved those. I don't really think...
They were collected. You know what I mean? Like, it was like...
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I ever got into those. Because it was more like... It got to the point where when I was asking for shit, like, I only could get one big thing. And I couldn't always get everything I saw.
Well, hopefully something on the list is one of your big things. number 16. Okay. Sega Dreamcast.
No, I never had the Sega.
No?
I had Nintendo.
Okay, so you had Nintendo.
Yeah, I couldn't get the Sega. My friend had
Sega. Nintendo is number 3 on the list. I mean, a Nintendo product, so.
Right.
Maybe that was it. But yeah, Sega Dreamcast, you know, it was full of, you know, it was the first system to have 2K sports.
Right. Dreamcast was hard, man. That was a good system.
It really was. It was revolutionary, and because of that, failed Sega.
Right.
So, caused Sega's downfall. So.
And then they have that Ready to Rumble game.
Yep.
The boxing game. That was
they had Crazy Taxi. And
yeah, they had... There was a lot of games.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to use... You know, Marvel vs. Capcom, you could use 3 or 2 guys.
3.
Yeah, so I used to use Ken, Akuma, and Venom. That used to be my team.
Oh, okay.
That used to be my team. I used to destroy people with that.
Cable, Hulk, and Wolverine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I would substitute Venom for Wolverine.
Okay.
But usually it was...
I always use Hulk.
I never used the Hulk, and that's my boy. But I just... Because, I don't know, I just liked Akuma could be up in the air doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venom was good with his...
I didn't like Venom.
You didn't like Venom? I don't know. I just like the way he looked on there, and I could use him really well.
Yeah, he was
easy. Him swinging around and all that.
So, Sega Dreamcast, probably one of the greatest gems, but just didn't...
I did know what that was.
That's good. 15, a lot of kids, especially boys, Power Wheels were big.
Power Wheels. Yes.
Pow, pow, power wheels. Pow, power wheels. Pow, pow, power wheels. Power wheels.
And they don't have those songs like that no more.
No, that's a good point.
They don't have those.
Like, even TV shows don't have theme songs.
Woo!
Like, theme songs back in our day.
I mean,
like,
I have a whole CD of all those.
Yeah, like, if you look at, like, Family Matters, Step by Step, anything like that. TGIF.
Family Ties.
Right.
Perfect Strangers.
Big time.
I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched. I mean, they just had... I mean, there were certain things that, like, the song, like, you would sing it every time it came
right
on.
But now it's just like, dun-dun. You know, like, you know, something like that. And it's weird how much that has changed, because No, like, it's always instrumental now.
Yeah, you know, nobody sings in it.
And if there are words, it's supposed to be, like, funny. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. A joke, like, making fun of past shows.
Yeah, they don't... Yeah, I think they thought that those were cheesy, even though we really appreciate them now. I mean, like, how would you watch Family Ties without singing, "And what will we do, baby?" You know, you have to love... You love that shit.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I mean... You see shows that idolize the 80s, like Family Guy, they still have a theme song.
Yes.
Granted, it's based off All in the Family, kind of, but still, at least there's a theme song.
Yes, exactly.
Most shows don't. Usually it's maybe a narrator with some piano.
Yes.
Some serious, serious voice. But Power Wheels, I did not have a Power Wheel.
I don't think I did either.
I know I always wanted a Jeep one.
I'm trying to remember. If I did, it was for a quick second, and then, like, it was when I was really little, and then they got rid of it because they had to keep charging it. And,
right. And once the battery goes dead...
I mean, you're not driving that shit for 24 hours.
$100 battery, if the battery goes...
Like, yeah, it's
not
old.
Dead, but, like, kaput, I guess. All right, what about baseball cards? Football cards?
Yes,
cards?
I did. Yep, I used to... And I used to hate the gum. The gum.
Why even have the gum?
I don't know why they
have. Baseball players chew gum?
It's just, you know, you would get them because you just wanted a piece of gum. And then the gum would, literally, right when you put it in, it would turn stale.
Right.
It was horrible.
Pointless. The only, I don't think I never really collected them.
I did for a
while.
People
got them for me.
Yes.
And I still have, like, booklets of them at my house.
Yeah, you need to sell them.
Why? Nobody wants them.
Man, listen, man. If you have a 92 Deion Sanders, that might be worth a lot of money. There's people out there that really collect these cards, man.
Well, I'm not going to go through all of them. It's like...
I will. And there's no 92 Deion Sanders card
anymore. I wouldn't think so.
But I'm just saying, I mean, like, honestly, you might have something in there that somebody that would pay a lot of money... That would just, they put it in their little collection, like, oh yeah, and I got this from some guy that didn't want to even look through his cards.
Right.
And it's worth $2 million. But, I mean, there's people out there that are fanatics about that shit, man. They're really, you know, they've saved all their baseball cards. I got rid of them because it was getting too, like, my shoe boxes.
They're paper. You know
what
I mean?
I kept getting the same people, and, you know, I don't know. It just got old to me after a while, saving baseball cards. Because that's what everybody used to do.
Because you never get any good ones.
Yeah. Or you have to wait till they die.
Right. Actually, I might have a few that have died. Maybe I should look at.
Yeah.
Power Rangers action figures.
I never got into the Power Rangers.
No?
No. I wasn't one of those. I mean, I knew about them. But I was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. That's basically. I just felt like.
Well, that's fine. That actually number 12, then maybe you'll get.
Yes.
But number 13, Power Rangers. I mean, I personally thought their toys weren't that good. Like the robot form toys were good, but the there weren't a lot of points of articulation on the doll, like the action figure dolls.
Yeah.
Like their leg would do this, and that's, you know, they would just kind of like stick up. But I liked articulation. Like I liked if the foot could move and the knee could move.
Yeah.
Like, but in the 80s and 90s, they didn't really care about that at all.
They didn't. And also, I thought they kind of bit off Transformers, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and that was another
thing. I didn't like
how they just, you know, they're like, you know, they try to link up and...
Right.
I don't know. But, I mean, it was a big phenomenon.
It really was.
People was all over Power Rangers.
I mean, it's still, you know, if you look at... On. Yeah, because, like, when I go to Comic-Con, because my wife wants to meet... Dean Cain.
Oh, Dean Cain's going
to
be there.
We already bought our tickets to meet Dean Cain.
So you guys are going to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
When's that?
We're going to one in Tennessee, since we enjoy Tennessee. We're going to the one in Nashville.
Nice.
But she wants a picture of the baby in a Superman outfit, and then with Dean Cain and us four.
Now Dean Cain, I mean, I thought he was a believable Superman for me.
Yeah.
You know, when he was on Lois and Clark. I mean, I really did watch that show, like, religiously when it first came out.
Right. No, it was an excellent show.
Yeah.
We have them all.
Yeah.
Number 12. You mentioned TMNT.
Yes.
Did you have the Super Shredder?
No, I didn't.
No.
Wait a minute, the Super Shredder. No, I didn't.
All right, so only. Super Shredder is based off the second movie, Secret of the Ooze.
When he got all yeah. bigger and everything, yes.
And that was like the Tickle Me Elmo of the early
90s. Yeah, it was. It was the big thing.
Like, I didn't get one, neither did you.
No, I didn't know. What it was is, you got to think, when if you got all those action figures back in the day, they used to be pretty expensive. So, like, I just had all the Turtles.
Yeah, I had all the Turtles.
And then I don't think I even had Splinter. Like, I think my mom was like, look, we're tired of buying, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have them. And I think I had a little...
Did you have the van?
I don't...
pizza discs?
I don't... Did I have the van? Oh. I don't even remember. I think I might have had the van.
Okay, I did.
I think I had
pizza
the van.
Delivery van.
And I think I had April O'Neil, too.
I didn't have April. I had that bunny.
Remember she had the yellow outfit?
Remember the bunny?
The bunny?
The ninja bunny guy? I forget his name. I feel bad.
You talking about that came in the later episode?
Yeah. Nah. I had his toy. I had all the Turtles, but I only played with Casey Jones.
Yeah, no, look, I had Casey Jones. Did you have Rocksteady and Bebop, though?
I did.
I had them. But I didn't get Splinter, and I don't know why I didn't get Shredder. I think it was like...
I had a regular Shredder, but I remember it, like, you know, it was a little wrist
with
weapon.
He was
missing one. I never...
Yeah, you always lost, like, an accessory off of the...
Those toys had a lot of articulation.
Yes.
You could bend their knees.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, I had like four of the foot soldiers too, actually.
No, I didn't have the foot soldiers.
Who did they fight? Each other?
Who?
Your figures.
No, it was just like they fought Rocksteady, Bebop, and I had Casey Jones act like he was bad. Like he fucked with the Turtles and he turned bad, and then like, you know, I'd be like, like,
right.
But I would just do that and April would be over there fucking with Casey Jones. I would always have some twisted story or... It'd be like one turtle versus both of them or something. Or,
right. You know
what I'm saying? That was it. But and then I had wrestling action figures, too.
So I had tons of
wrestling. So then they would fuck with them. Those.
I might have done that. But I also, you know what? Out of all the toys, I probably had more Ghostbusters toys than anything.
See, I never had a Ghostbusters.
Because I had the fucking firehouse.
Oh, man.
And then in the top, you poured the slime, and it leaked through the
house. Oh, man. See, I didn't have it. I had a...
And then he had the elevator, like the pole they slide down, and he like...
I didn't have
it. It was kind of, you know, like, it's supposed to be the fire pole, but you put the little feet on this circle, and then they go down the fire pole.
Wow, that's hot. Yeah. The only thing that I had the most of was He-Man. Like, I had He-Man, like, I had the Castle of Grayskull, then I had Skeletor's thing with the microphone that you talk and you'd be like, yeah. Like, I used to do that all the time. And I had everything off. I mean, I had all the He-Man. Like, and I think that after my mom did that, she didn't want to get me anything like as much. I mean, she spent so much money on that Castle of Grayskull. I mean, I had every...
So your big thing was He-Man?
He-Man, when I was little, was the biggest thing that I had. Like, I had all the castles, all the swords.
Right, and mine was Ghostbusters. Because they actually had the... I called it a shadow gun. But it looked like their, you know, like their plasma thing. But it shot ghost images on the wall.
Oh,
like,
I remember that thing. That was...
So, that was legit.
Then I got mad because I lost all, like, the little pieces, the He-Man... And then everybody kept trying to talk into the Skeletor, you know, microphone, and it ended up breaking. You know, because that's what people would come over, like, oh, you got the He-Man, and then you don't want to be stingy, but then they end up breaking your shit.
Yeah.
And then you can't get a new one, so.
All right, well, number 11 on the list. I don't know if you had one of these. Did you have a Talk Boy?
No. A Talk Boy? I don't know what that is.
All right, so made famous by Home Alone.
Talk Boy.
You could record.
Oh, now I know what you're talking
play
about.
Play it black in slow or fast.
Maybe. Now I know what you're talking about. No, I didn't have one.
I did.
That probably was great, though.
Yeah, it was.
No, I never had one of those.
Because you're a huge Home Alone guy, right?
Like, yes. You love Home Alone. Yeah, I love the first two.
But...
No, see what it was is...
Did you know it was a toy that you could buy?
I never knew that either. I just thought it was in there. I just, you know what, and there was so
And
much,
it had, like, the little thing, like, the mic came up, like, just like in the thing.
He said, he said, get out of here. No, but I never, you know, a lot of things, like, I never, you know, if I saw the commercial, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because there were so much things in our time that in every commercial you could have been like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. So I never...
And it seems like there's, like, now, there's more stuff, and the prices are so much higher than I ever thought they could reach.
Yes.
Like, when I was little, like, I was huge into Legos. Even though Legos isn't on the list of, that I have. And I would, I was really into, like, the medieval sets.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, saving up my allowance to get one. And I know the economy's changed and the price of the dollar has changed. But Lego sets can get upwards of $200.
Now they can?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And no, I don't even know anybody that even plays with Legos anymore.
Well, I mean, my wife's brother, he's still little, he does.
Well, that's, I mean,
but
that's cool.
No, no, and I, you know, I enjoy watching him play because as soon as he leaves, I'll build something.
Yes.
But,
yes.
It's just so weird how much money these things are now. And I don't think they were like that.
Yeah, because I remember I went and we were looking for somebody,
Like, you can either buy, like, this new, like, one of the new series that they have out, like a big set. You can either get that or an Xbox 360 for the same price. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So $150 Xbox or $150 set of Legos.
Set of Legos.
And it's not even like just free flow blocks. Like, it's like a set that only makes one thing.
Yeah, you can't just do whatever.
Because, like, at my house, you know how I have, like, in the studio, we got the Lex Luthor Lego character.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I want to get the Batcave.
Yeah.
Right? Batcave is $100.
What?
And that's all you can make with it.
No.
It's $100 fucking.
Now you can't just...
It's not like I can make what I can make what I want, but there's only... You know how, like, we used to have... Like, you buy a Lego set, there's, like, four different things you can make.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's pretty...
No, they have it set.
Point A to point B.
I was trying to say, I went and looked for somebody for their birthday, and I'm like, okay, maybe they'll like Legos. And I look at it, it's like, 150, 210... And I'm like, wait a minute. And it was a big set, but I'm like you said, they only just concentrate on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything. You only can make this.
Right. And it's not about the Lego classic anymore. You know what I mean? Like, everything's like, there's some, like, I remember I got a set for, like, I was watching her brother put together. And there's, like, pieces of plastic, like, just, like, for fabric, I guess. And I'm just like, what happened? Like, what happened to Legos?
What happened to Lego?
Yeah.
Mr. Lego.
Mr. Lego. All right, let's get on with the list here.
All right.
So, from Talk Boy to Game Boy.
Oh, Game Boy. Now, I never had a Game Boy, but I played it.
Yeah, I mean, I bought one. I bought one recently.
Oh, for
like, real? Like, I bought off eBay, like, an old school Game
Nice.
Boy. So I'm playing Pokemon Fire Red.
Cool.
So, but
did it come with Tetris?
I can find Tetris.
Yeah, that's cool.
But Game Boy never really had one growing up.
No, I never had one.
I bought one when I got a little older, like with Game Boy Advance and stuff.
Right.
But I never had like that old green screen spinach. Screen thing.
No, I never got like all. I never got into it
like Game Boy Color is when I.
But see, with me it was like they were like, you're gonna have one system and then that's it. Like you're not gonna get this and then when a couple months later you're gonna get this and then it's like by the time I get it's kind of like now I just now got the Xbox 360 and they're coming out with the Xbox One or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I don't really play video games that much, but I'm not going to, jump out the window and go buy something brand new when I'm not really into it like that. So I think I've always been like that.
Right.
Like, I didn't, I had a Nintendo and then I think after that I had Super Nintendo. And then after Super Nintendo, that was when they started doing the Dreamcast and the first PS and.
Right, there's a lot. I mean, those are all on the list.
Oh, okay.
But Game Boys didn't have, Game Boy Color is when I finally got one. Now, number 9, so we're in the top 10, the water gun of the 90s.
I know what that is. That's a Super Soaker.
Super Soaker 50.
Woo!
It's a green and yellow one.
I had the one with the backpack. Ooh. Yeah, that one.
That's a Super Soaker, like, I think it's like 200 or something.
Yeah, it was, I had both, I had
the cheapest 50.
No, that one was serious, though, but the one with the backpack.
The 25 was the weak one.
Yeah. So the 50 was you could, like, right. The one with the backpack was, I was a little too much. You couldn't really be as mobile.
Right.
Because you had all that water weighing you down. But
yeah,
nah.
It's even water guns aren't what they used to be.
Nobody plays with them like that no more. And then you know what it is? It's like if you spray somebody in the face, like we used to do, they're like, I don't want to play anymore. I'm getting out of the pool.
Right.
I'm going home. Give me my little floaty thing and I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, yo, like, or you splash somebody now or you throw them in the pool, they get all mad. Like, back in the day, that used to be the shit. Like, you know, you throw somebody in the pool or you spray them in their face. It's like, yo, welcome to summer. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now it's like,
bunch of pussies.
I got wet by the pool.
Yeah. It's weird how that changed.
Yes.
Number 8, the Koosh Vortex Howler football.
Wait a minute. That was the one that had the little ridges in it or whatever. Yep. And it, now, did it have the wing on the back?
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
It had the hole, so when it was like...
Yeah. I remember that, too. We used to play with it. I didn't own one, but I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, back then, like, Koosh and Nerf, like...
Bad.
Dominated. This, like, safe sport.
Right.
Market.
And you would go, you would want to be like, yo, run, you know what I'm saying? We about to play football. You know, we got that Vortex shit, dog.
Yeah.
Call up your boys, let's go play football. And you'd be out there in the rain getting all muddy and everything.
It's weird.
Good times.
It's like, I know, does Koosh still do shit?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Maybe for when we
did you have a Koosh ball? Like the...
I had a Nerf football.
Like the Koosh, like the stringy thing.
No, I didn't have.
I had one. I remember I cut all the strings.
But I think what we should do when we do another episode, you know, when it comes back around or whatever, if we do another memories of anything, we should go to the toy store and see what they have now.
Like compare?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I don't know. Because, you know, kids nowadays, they don't even go outside really that much, really. They want to just sit inside and watch TV or play their video. You know, it was like for us... It was cool to go explore in the woods and you know what I'm saying? Like, it was going on an adventure, man. And
now the kid in the woods is the creepy one.
Yeah, that's the one who's going to kill you.
Right.
Why is he always in the woods?
I don't know.
He has a stick.
All right, number 7.
Uh-oh, we're up.
Now, when I say the name, I want you to sing the song.
Uh-oh.
But I don't know if you know the product until I tell you.
Ah, oh, I do know that, and I had one, but I... Wait a minute.
So, number 7 on the list is Crossfire.
Hey, shit, don't get caught in the crossfire. No, I don't remember the theme song.
I mean, really, it was just like, damn it, Crossfire.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was just kind of like...
He said, Crossfire. He did do it like that.
So, explain Crossfire.
Okay, Crossfire was a game where...
A game that would never be around.
Nobody would be like, they're like, what are you playing that for? It's just no point. So you had a big, was it a square or was it like a...
There was a little rounded edges.
Yeah, so it was probably like a hectagon or...
It wasn't even a real shape. Like,
yeah, they just, okay, and then you had 2 guns on both sides. I mean, well...
1 gun on each side.
Yeah, and then you had all these...
Until you got double crossfire.
Right, and then you had... All this ammunition, which were your beads.
And what were they made out of?
Metal.
Metal balls.
Metal balls.
So, each person gets a gun full of metal balls.
Right. And there's a target in the middle.
Yep.
And your object was to get it onto the other side and have it fall into your opponent's little dip or
right.
area.
So,
where...
the concept of air hockey or...
But which is violent.
Right, which is shooting shit. Shooting metal shit. One thing about the set, it came with 2 different targets.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it did. Yes.
So, there was kind of like the basic one, and then there was the triangle. Do you remember the triangle one?
Yes, I had it. I had it. And then, it just got out of control. Like, people were, because, people were reloading so fast it broke my gun. Like,
yeah, the trigger went up. Yeah. Yeah.
They just kept doing it, and then, it got out of... I think I still got it downstairs.
Actually. You have Crossfire?
I think that it's still down there, if I'm not mistaken. It might be on top of the race car game,
Wow. I'll buy that shit off you.
I think. I don't know. I'll have to see.
So, Crossfire, huge part of my childhood.
Love it.
But if... the more you play it, the more beads you lose.
Right.
And then soon you're just down to a handful per person.
Right.
And then what I did, because I was a really bad kid, me versus my sister or me versus a neighbor or whatever, I would pretend, I would be very accurate. Like, I would take my time and I'd wait until they would run out completely.
And then just sit there and be like...
So they would run out, they would shoot and load. Yeah. And by the none are coming their way. So I would have all the beads.
Right.
I would load it up.
And just sit there.
Line it up while they're just waiting. Because they have no... They can do nothing. And I would just ping, 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 ping. And win.
Yeah, it's just a straight shot. And you're good. Now, did they tell on you?
No, it's strategy.
Yeah. But, some people are just sore losers. We did come from an era where... Well, I'm saying, we came from an era where... a lot of people would tell, and I would get in trouble for people telling on me.
Yeah.
Or they were just mad that I would win all the time.
If I cheated in Crossfire as a kid now, I'd probably be put in jail or something. That's just...
Do not...
You need a therapist.
Pass go. You do not collect.
All right, so Crossfire, huge. Number 7, it could even be higher.
Yes, it could.
All right, number 6, the Nerf bow and arrow.
No, I never had that.
See, I remember the commercials quite vividly, but I never
heard
one. Yeah,
they made it like they were really like Robin Hood on that
shit. There was like an army of kids, and they were just like... It was an intense... Like, Nerf has changed a lot, because remember like what it used to be, those giant foam balls that shot out of the big gun?
Yeah.
And now it's strictly like whistle darts. And,
darts.
Little itty bitty whistle darts, and whistle discs, and glow in the dark whistle discs. It's changed so much. Because, we used to have, like sizing your fist balls that were just like, pom, 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 pom. And we do this, ping kids in the face.
Yeah, they were just like, well, they have strong genes. Nowadays, somebody gets hit, they're suing them.
Right. Their face swells up because they've never been hit.
Playing with Nerf, man. All
right. Number 5. Reebok pumps.
Yes. Yeah. It was on there. You thought you were the shit when you had those. When did you have a pair?
I had when Nike did pumps. I had a pair.
I had the Reebok pumps when they came out, and I begged to get them.
Now, did you have the ones where
the basketball?
The basketball?
And all they made it like if you had those shoes, you were gonna be I felt like I could run faster in them.
Right.
And, I used to, because, back in the day, everybody used to be like, yo, let's race. That was a big thing back in the day. Yeah. It's like, yo, you're not faster than me, man.
I'm not ready for the race yet. Give me one second.
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to be like, first I would race. And I would let them win on purpose. And I'd be like... And then I'd be like, I told you, man, it's the shoes. It's the shoes. But then I just felt like I was indestructible with them shits on. It made you feel like that, just to have them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was great, though.
All right, so I'm going to mention the gaming systems. They are going to take, 4, 3, and 2.
Okay, great.
So Sega Mega Drive, which I did not own.
I didn't have
Sega. The Mega Drive, I was Genesis still, so. Nintendo 64 I did buy, but much later than it was released.
Yeah.
Love the Nintendo 64. The wrestling games on 64 are epic.
Those are classic.
They really are.
WCW versus NWO.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, that damn used good to game. Be the game, man.
Then, of course, the Sony PlayStation was also released.
Yes.
So that was huge. All right. So, last one on the list. It's kind of more personalized because I'm pretty sure we both own them.
This is number one?
This is my number... Yeah, it's my number one.
Okay. Here we go, folks.
So... In the 90s, early 90s, kids wanted one thing in life. Boys
Right.
Boys wanted one thing besides to go with their Reebok pumps, if you will. Didn't matter how hot it was, where, what part of the country you lived in. Number one, every boy wanted a starter jacket.
Yes, yes, and I had one, too.
Who'd you have?
Oh, man, I think I had a 49ers starter jersey.
I had a Notre Dame.
Everybody had the Notre Dame.
I know.
I had 49ers starter jacket because, I don't know, I kind of was a 49ers fan at that particular time. I just had liked, you know.
Which starter jacket style? Like the pullover and then it zipped down halfway and it had like the little wing.
No, I think that was the one. It had the hood.
Yeah, mine had the hood.
And then like if you zipped it down and it was like a different color.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
Because mine was green and then when you zipped down it hit the yellow. No,
oh,
yellow.
Yellow. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yellow. And, you know, I remember when I was little, like people got
shot.
Fucked up. Trying to get a starter jacket.
That and for Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
And those Charles Barkleys when they came
Jordans
out.
When they came out.
Jordans, all that. I mean, people were crazy over this stuff. And they had triple fat gooses and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, those jackets, everybody wanted one. I mean, it was the style. I mean, you know, a lot of people had Duke, North Carolina.
No. Once the college ones came out, I had a Bearcats one.
Yeah, I never had one. I don't know. Wait a minute. I don't know. It's been so long. I think I might have had a UC Bearcats
one. Yeah, I had a Bearcats.
Yeah, because it was like red, and then when you pulled it in, it was like white right there. I think.
Mine was black.
Oh, see,
mine was red, and then white bottom.
That might have been it. I think that was it. Yeah,
cat on the back.
Yep.
Some had a paw on the back. I had a cat.
I don't know if I think I had the cat
and the actual bear cat.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, starter jackets huge,
huge, 90s. Huge.
What would you say is the starter jacket of today? Columbia fleece.
Abercrombie and Fitch. I you know what? I don't know. I don't think they even look at them like that.
Yeah, I mean, people, I guess.
There's not like, you know.
There's
people,
not a thing like that?
I don't know. I mean.
Well, if you know of something that would be. I want you to tweet us the 2013 starter jacket. Like, what is the starter jacket of 2013?
Right.
Because I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many different things.
Because, like, when we were young, like, there was shoes that were a big thing. There were jackets that were a big thing. Haircuts.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing that's really big right now is the iPhone.
But it seems
like everybody had, like, you know, you see my comparison, like.
Like, when it was just AT&T, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was more, like, statusy. But now, anybody, you can go to fucking Cricket and get
an iPhone, you know what unlimited. I mean? Yeah, but yeah. It just seems like everybody everybody used to have the starter jacket, and everybody had this, you know. It like everybody went with one thing, you know, right. And there was only a certain amount of things. Now you can pick from so many different.
Yeah, there were still a lot of brands back then. It's just people.
Yeah, you're right.
People don't associate one brand with. Like, that's the thing to get.
Yeah.
And I you know, I think a lot of it is because everybody wants to be an individual, and that's great.
Yes.
But isn't there anything that people want that's not electronic?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's just...
Like, a lot of the things on the list, besides the gaming systems, those were not even battery-powered.
Right. Crossfire, definitely.
Crossfire was all friction.
Manual.
Nerf. It's Nerf? Just air friction. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Super Soaker, that's water.
That's, you are pumping that shit. You're going to get some busted. So, and like now, like they have Super Soakers that take batteries. You know what I mean?
No
like,
way.
Yeah. So, what the fuck?
I wish I would have saved all that shit too, man, in a sense.
Yeah, we can go outside and like, squirt them ducks.
Right.
Yeah, things have really changed. There's not... Everything's got a pretty much a battery charged by USB. But, you know, that's, you know, times are a changing kind of thing, so.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It is crazy, man. But I know my childhood was filled with great memories.
Yeah, great memories.
And
we're going to keep doing, we'll do childhood memories once a month. This time was, you know, birthday focus.
Right.
And gifts.
And there was one thing that I wanted to bring up. Because remember when I first met you, I thought I had met you before. Because remember when I first went over to your grandma's house and I saw the picture of you when you were little. And I was like, man, you look familiar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I had met you when I was little or something. It was weird, though. Might have been at Johnny's.
Because, I mean, I didn't go, like, on my birthday.
You know? I know, I never did, too. But, I mean, but you would have went... It wouldn't have been that close to my birthday. Maybe you were the kid in front of me opening up with your key.
Without my key.
It's like, no, you're in there with a lockpick, like...
You were telling on me to your mom. This kid's getting in with a penny.
He never got a key.
He's using a penny. Who is this?
He has a lucky penny.
It's like, shut up. You're too old to be doing this.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dang, I can't... That just... I can't believe they destroyed it, though.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it.
All right, well, rest in peace, Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny's Toys.
Yes. So next time.
Yeah, next time we're going to focus, we're going to do movies. We're going to do a lot of independent music, so make sure to hit us up on Facebook, Studio D Podcast, if you want to be on the show.
Yes.
Because we're going to have independent music at the end of all the shows. You know, 2 weeks ago we had Phyllis Killer, so.
Yes.
So make sure to follow us on Twitter, @StudioPodcast. Find us on Facebook, again, Studio D Podcast.
Right.
This is a lot of fun. I think this is a good episode.
A lot of fun.
Also coming up, we have the Podcast Awards.
Uh-oh.
So we need to do a show good enough to submit.
Yes, we do. And also, if you have anything to say, you know, you need to leave a voicemail at my number.
Oh, personal number.
Personal number.
Voicemail. We play them on the air.
That's
up.
If you have my number.
So, oh, you're not going to give it out to
No, I'm saying, if you put it this way, we're going to be getting voicemails. I'll end up contacting people on Facebook, Twitter. You know, just call me and leave a voicemail.
Just a fucked up voicemail.
I mean, fucked up voicemail. If you like the show.
If you hate the show.
If you hate the show. If you think we're not talking about this. If you don't think we're talking about that. If we don't talk about enough music. Or, you know, whatever you like to hear.
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, like we say to do on Facebook. But you motherfuckers don't do that.
Yeah, we get like four votes.
Four votes.
And we make an hour show out of it.
Yes. So, tell us what you think. Holler at Ravenous. You know. And we'll go from there. But we appreciate you guys listening. And like always,
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
all-new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Ellen's all new with Penelope Cruz, plus co-host of the CMA Awards, Carrie Underwood.
Of course, CMA stands for Cowboys Making Albums, and that's not true.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4.
High school football's in full swing, but could get sacked in some local schools. With thousands of local kids bailing on the sport, the News 4i team showing you why Friday night lights are flickering in the DMV.
I don't know if it'll be here 10 years from now.
Tonight on News 4 at 11.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only. Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.